to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know, I'm just so excited, man, about the brethren here and the leadership that they take and the stance that they take on the Word of God, and just the chemistry that we work together and we are one. And we're not self-willed. Everybody looking to Jesus as the author and the finish of our faith. I mean, work together in a nucleus of unity. And that really excites me. And you know, when the brother can know God's word, and then not only know God's word, but put into action. And like today, you know, when the brother, you know, got up and began to lead singing, you know, and knew what the Bible says over 1 Corinthians 11:33, when the Bible says, "Well, for my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry ye one for another." Just that thought of piling, you know, that one brother might not recognize, but that was a brother in the wing, a brother that knew the right thing to do. And that was the right thing to do, amen, in order to make, it just excites me, you know. And I just really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, man, that we as brethren are not self-centered. We're not egotistical. We don't have the atrophy syndrome. It's about all doing the Lord's will. And we need to be thankful, brethren. Amen. And let's not never let the devil steal that from us. That is that we always put Jesus out in front, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of my faith. And I just wanted to say that, brethren. Thank you so much, because in case you didn't know, that's spiritual growth. That's growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 12. What a day we have had today. Amen. What a wonderful day from this morning. James 3:6. I'm just stuck on that scripture. Amen. I'm just stuck on that scripture. James chapter 3 and verse number 6. And that is that we understand and know. We understand and know based upon the authority of the Word of God. The danger of really not understanding what is the Word of God there in James 3:6, when that tongue is like fire. And that's the words. And you need to get them, amen. Fire that brings about iniquity, that defies the body, that destroys all nature around us, amen. Just those four words, to understand those words this week, meditate on those words, amen. That is that you don't let this world control you, you control the world, amen. Through the power of the Word of God. That is number one. That is that you realize that it is fire. It's dangerous to play with sin. Amen. That brings about the iniquity. That is that defies the nature all around us. And then we went on and talked about the power of the Word of God through the name of Jesus Christ, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, through His amazing grace that gives us strength. Through the power of the gospel, hear those words again, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the resurrection, by grace we get strength through the gospel. Again, resurrection, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, that we get grace, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, through strength of 2 Timothy 1:12, that we get it through the power of the gospel. And I hope that we can apply those scriptures to our life. So this evening, for a few minutes, let me give you some more words. I love words, amen. Because it stick to you, amen. Like some good old butter beans, amen. Good old butter beans stick to you with a little cornbread and some sliced tomatoes, amen. Chinese food, all right. But good old butter beans or some, John like them big old butter beans. Big butter beans, amen, with that juice in the stick, amen. I'm talking about Lucky. I'm talking about what Mama used to make, amen. Well, she cooked them butter beans all day, and that juice is thick, amen, that wraps around that cornbread when you crumble up in there, amen, that make you think that you got meat, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And that's where those words, I know some of y'all going to cook some butter beans this week, amen. Some of y'all gonna get in the concert. I sure want me some butter beans. Amen. Amen. You who work, thank God for slow cookers. Amen. That you can put them in the old crock pots. Am I right? Put them butter beans in there before you go to work. And when you get home, they'd be right. Amen. But that's what the Word of God would do for you. Amen. If only we understand what we're talking about in relationship to understanding what is the power of the Word of God. So there's more tonight. Let me talk with you about four points very quickly. That is the results of the cross. the results of Jesus dying on the cross. I'm going to begin the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, where I want to begin. 1 Timothy 2, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 16. 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2. Okay, not verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Amen. In relationship to the cross. In reference to the cross. I want you to see what it's talking about over here. All right? All right, here we go. 1 Timothy. Chapter 3 and verse 16. Look what it says here. It says here, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. It was never God's intention for us to be confused or for God to be the author of confusion. That's the reason why Jesus came into this world to seek and save. Now, confusion comes when we fail to do the thing that we need to do in order to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is to, as Jesus says, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, or desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Look what he said. God was manifest in the flesh in order to justify in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed in the world, and received up in glory. That is, that the cross of Christ is a benefit that we receive in order that we may have ransom or the forgiveness of sin based upon that manifold wisdom of God. Now, hold your spot down. Let's go to Ephesians 3:10, and let me show you what we're talking about. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 10. Because in Ephesians 3 and verse 10, it says here, when you talk about Christ has given a ransom to all, not in a confusive way through the denomination or division, but by him coming down in the flesh in order for us to be justified in the spirit. That is, he had to die in order for the spirit to come to reality. If Jesus never died in the cross, folks, that Jesus never died on the cross and shed blood, that is to be resurrected, brother, we would have no hope in the spirit. Because there would be no spirit. There would not be no perfect law of liberty. So when you go to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 10, I want to show you what I'm talking about. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 10, the Bible said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus by dying on the cross in the flesh in order for the spirit to come in order for us to enjoy the manifold wisdom. Where do you enjoy it? In the church. In the church. And it all came about because of Jesus dying on the cross. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. That is, a price had to be paid for God's intent, God's purpose, to be manifest, to be seen, in order for us to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. And that's the reason why, brother, don't you ever take for granted worship. Don't you ever take for granted the ability to pray. The ability to be able to just be a Christian. Because, see, those are blessings that we have, and it just didn't pop up as the denominationalists did, well, 600 years ago, 700 years ago. But all this was preordained before the foundation of the world in order for us to have eternal life. And we need to be grateful for that, because if Jesus never was that ransom, if Jesus never died on the cross, if Jesus never, what, died in the flesh that we may have the spirit, we will never be justified to be right. Because if Jesus never died, never shed the blood, the church never would have been established. And you can't get that in controversy. You can't get that in confusion. It must be done with God's purpose and God's intent based upon the authority of the word of God. Let's go to Hebrews 2 and 9. Let's look at another point. You with me? In the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 9. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 9. Hebrews 2, 9. Would you see another point? In the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9 is what the Bible says. It says here, in Hebrews 2, 9, it says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death by every man. Now, hold your spot right there and go at Romans 5:8. I want you to see another side of it. In the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8. And I want you to see another side of what's being said here. In Romans 5 and verse 8. In Romans 5 and verse 8. All right, you with me? It says here, but God, I'll wait till you get there, commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Jesus. See, we are saved not by controversy. We are not saved based on what you think or what I think, but because Jesus died in the flesh by the Spirit, the price was paid. That is, Hebrews 2:9 said that he tasted death for every man. Let's go a little bit further. Go with me to Philippians 2. And I want you to see what he's saying here, because see, brother, to be a Christian is exciting. Amen. In Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, because see, justification means to be made right, to be justified. See, how we justify? Well, number one, if Jesus never died, if ransom never was paid, see, if we listen to the world, and the world say, well, it makes no difference what church you attend. Attend the church of your choice. See, if we listen to that foolishness, brother, we violate the intent and the principles of God. But look what Paul said in Philippians 2. He said, if that be therefore in a constellation, where you get it? In Christ. Where do you get consolation? In Christ. If in a comfort of love, if in a fellowship of the Spirit, if in the bowels of mercy, he said, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. See, didn't you hear me tell you earlier that I am so happy that we as brethren jailed together? We jailed together because of the power of the word, amen. That we are like-minded, amen. It's no big I's, no big U's. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. See, we're all like-minded. Amen. Based on the power of the gospel. Amen. In this congregation, we don't have confusion. We don't have controversy. We don't say who's the big honcho. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Amen. Based on not me, not you, but the Spirit that had been justified when Jesus died on the cross. We are like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Now that's worth reading one more time. Because in a Christian life, there should never be controversy. There should never be controversy in your home. Amen. Or in the church. Or in our life. Amen. Because we've been justified by the flesh, by Jesus dying on the cross, that is by the Spirit, amen. And because of that, and through the power of the word makes us all like-minded, amen. Amen. That we may all be one and speak the same thing. Now look what he said. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. You know, we've been talking about that. We ain't said it in a long time. You know, we have to submit. We have to what, resist. We have to draw to be humble. He made himself a little lower than the angels. If Jesus had that humble spirit, how much more do you and I need to have a humble spirit in order for the engrafted word to work in our life? Because see, you got to be humble in order to be abased, to be lifted up. Because it's not your will, brethren. It's God's will, amen? Amen? See, you have to be humble. See, to be humble, you got to submit to God's will. See, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, to be seen of man. The atrophy syndrome. It's my will. If it's not my way, it's the highway. That's not Christian talking, amen? Amen? Because you remember, he talks about there is no controversy. There's no controversy. God, not the author of confusion. If you're confused, well, brother, you're not guided by the Spirit. Amen? Because nothing is done in strife. That's the power of the cross. Amen? Strife, vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves, not every man on his own things. Underline that. You know why I want you to underline that own things? Because if you came to this world with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing. That mind syndrome. Destroy mindset. Because when you say mind, you begin to think more of you than you think of others. Amen? But when we have the mindset that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, amen, and God is our Father, and we have fellowship one with another because we love one another, it's not mine, it's ours, amen, that God bless us with. I say all the time, see, the church is Social Security. If we follow the Bible. If a man don't take care of his own, he's denied the faith and worse than an infidel. Do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. But see, those principles would not work if your attitude is like little children. Na, 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 na. This is mine. Don't they say that? They get a little cone and take their things and hide them. You'll see it, Captain. You and John in a minute. Amen. Jeremiah said, Jeremiah, give me some. And he had the dad to say, please. And I say, please. He walks away. I say to myself, well, why you tell me to say please? He just loved to hear me beg. That's that mind syndrome. Right? But to be like-minded, look what he says here, being of one accord or one mind, he says, let not every man on his own thing, but every man also on things of others. And let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And this is the point I want you to see. But made himself of no reputation. Man, we are just brothers and sisters in Christ. That's all we is, man. The cross of Jesus justified us by one spirit, amen. Ain't that wonderful? See, it ain't about me. It's about us, amen. Us as brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. That we are guided by the power of the word of God. See, but made himself no reputation, took on himself the form of a servant. Why did he become a servant? and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, look what he did, y'all. He humbled himself. Didn't he not do that? Humble himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And that's the reason why I go to John 17, 2. That word Lord means ruler. He's the ruler of my life. Jesus is the Lord of my life. He is the ruler of our life. And when you go to John 17, 2, I want you to see what's being said here in relationship to Jesus being the ruler of our life. Amen. John 17 and verse number 2. The Bible says here, look what it says here. It says, as thou hast given him power. See, God just didn't give it to him. He earned it. Amen. He paid the price for it. He died on the cross. He humbled himself. He manifested himself that we might be justified. And you tell me that anybody else who built the church did that other than Christ. Nobody. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And that's the reason why he's the ruler. That's the reason why he's my Lord. He's my everything. Because of what he did by dying on the cross. And then finally, go to Titus 2 and 4. Tie these two together. Titus 2, 4. See, go to Titus 2, 1. Because in Titus 2, 1, he said, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men, now wait till you get there, be sober, grave, temperance, sound in faith, charity, and patience. Look, women, what he says, that aged women, don't be just saying I'm old, but be an aged woman. Likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not giving them much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. All this come about because of Jesus. The cross of Jesus. To be discreet, chaste, keep us at home, good, obedient. I like what he said, to your own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing that thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. And finally, verse 8, look what he says here. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Because when you understand and I understand that the cross of Jesus dying on the cross, that there is no controversy, but it will cause us all to be like-minded, of one mind, to speak the same thing, and all these attributes that Titus talked about, you can say and I can say, it not can be, but it must be, if we're going to make heaven our home and avoid the confusion and controversy that exists in the world today. Because that's not the Christian way. It's just not the Christian way. So, brother, if there be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, If there be one here today that need to obey the gospel, put Christ on in baptism, for baptism does also now save us. We can baptize you today. You can put on the new name of Christian, that you're Christ-like, Acts 11 and 26. We can bury you in the water of the grave of baptism, to rise to walk in newness of life. You can become a new creation in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And if you're here today and your life do not demonstrate, or if there is confusion, or if you have mishandled the cross of Jesus, or if you have not appreciated the cross of Jesus, that is to begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brethren, come right now as we stand and we sing.